Greetings and welcome again. And for the first time listeners, welcome to our Kingdom Observation podcast. We welcome you to our new show. Well, I'm Demetrius Ritchie Sr. and my wife, Elder Shonda Ritchie. We're going to share our observation of the kingdom of God. Now, the Bible teaches us when they was asking Jesus in the book of St. Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 to 21, you know, they asked about the kingdom and when shall it become. And he said, the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. In other words, he's saying you're going to have to look from the inside. And we pray in Matthew 6 that his kingdom would come. Amen. So what we're going to talk about in this broadcast is our observation, our revelation of God revealing the kingdom of God to us and how you can work the principles that's in the word of God in your everyday life. Our mission and our purpose for this podcast is to magnify the kingdom of God by way of discussing, exploring, and discerning the cultural dynamics of the kingdom of God. Now, the intent of this podcast will birth discussions out of discernment that will pull down demonic strongholds, ungodly traditions, disannul ungodly covenants, and implode taboos that will liberate the soul of the listeners. We will accomplish this mission by using the word of God to expose and spoil the plan of the enemy. Please join us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we invoke the presence of God to receive a preceding word from God that will emancipate your soul. Now fasten your seatbelts and get ready for takeoff.
Amen.
Tonight, Elder Shonda, you know, we discuss, we're starting a brand new Bible study tonight, and the title of it is, the series title, if you will, is Developing Kingdom Ears. Amen. So just with that, Elder Shonda, help me understand what are we saying when we say developing kingdom ears? Bring us inside of that.
Well, the kingdom ears are, just as you said, it's learning how to hear and articulate the voice of God. And it's not something that happens instantly. It does develop over time. It progressively increases as we draw nigh unto God and he draws nigh unto us. We learn to hear God, and we may stumble initially, but as we get used to him and spending time with him, we can hear what he's saying to us, and we will be able not only to understand it, but be able to articulate it as we develop those kingdom ears.
Okay, now Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And I know he was talking about our basic needs, but what does it mean by seek ye first the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God?
God's way of doing things, his order of operations, how he operates, and what's done in heaven and God's, the heavenly realm where the kingdom of God comes down and inhabits the earth. We want the will of God done in earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to say. And we want God to be pleased, to be glorified, to be honored in the things that we do on earth. We don't want to wait until we get to heaven to do things that glorify and magnify God. That's how we seek first the kingdom of God, seeking those things that honor and please God first, and then walking those things out here on the earth so that he can get the glory, so that he can be lifted up. The word of God tells us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, but at the end of it all, glorify the Father which is in heaven.
Okay. So I believe in Psalms 103, Moses made a statement. He said that the children of Israel knew the acts of God, Psalms 103, but Moses knew his ways. Mm-hmm. So he knew the Father ways. How can I today in 2020 know God ways?
By doing it. Well, first of all, we get to know God and his ways by reading the Word of God. We get to do those things or learn God's way. Just like it's not something that happens by circumstance or passively. It's something that we begin to do purposefully. Matthew 11 and 12 says, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh by force." When we hear that scripture, a lot of people talk about taking stuff back from the devil. But the thing is, in order to be able to take the stuff back from the devil, we got to know who we are and whose we are and who we listen to according to the Word of God. And first of all, we need to go after God. That's who we need to aggressively, violently go after. And it's violence. When we think of violence, we think of a negative thing. Mm-hmm. But in this context, it is going after God purposefully and making a habit to do so. Just like, for example, when a man and woman are dating to get to know each other, they talk, they have conversations, they spend time together. This is what we have to do as believers to get to know God. We spend time with him, we have conversations with him, we learn about him and his word, and we do those things that his word commands us to do. So as we get in tune and in step with God, then we'll be able to align ourselves and hear what thus says the Lord.
Okay. So are we talking about developing keen ears? So is this some type of hearing aid? Can I go purchase it from Walmart? Can I order from Amazon? How do I get these kingdom ears, first of all? If I'm going to develop them, I need to know, first of all, how do I obtain kingdom ears?
Okay. Now, we know that God speaks to even the unsaved, but we do know in order to have a consistent flow and to hear God consistently, we've got to be born again.
Amen.
We've got to be believers.
So I can't get that from Amazon.
No.
Walmart got everything. If Walmart ain't got it now, Amazon got it now.
Right. But yeah. It's not something that can be purchased or bought. It's something that, I heard a man of God say, salvation is free, but it's not cheap. The Amen. Anointing is freely given to us as we seek after God and get those things, but it's not cheap. So it's something that will cost us. And just like the Word of God says, except a corn of grain falls down to the ground and dies,
yes,
it can't do and receive or accomplish that which God has purposed it to do. So a lot of times we think about the anointing and just, you know, the oohs and ahs of it, but it costs us something. It's not something,
yes,
that we get, take lightly or receive just by happenstance. It's something that part of us died to get this life that God has given us through this anointing.
Amen. And in the upcoming months, when we get to it, we're going to teach on the composition of the anointing, and we're going to go in scripture and see exactly what are we talking about, but the anointing. But so what I like to do, I love how you say that we must be born again to get these kingdom ears. And I'm understanding you say as we study and get closer to him, we develop those ears. Well, I'm just happy tonight because our lesson is going to show a young man by the name of Samuel. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see how he developed his kingdom ears. And our subtopic really asks a question. How do I know that God is speaking to me? I think that's a question that many believers as well as non-believers have today, because that's the first thing that a believer, a born-again believer, should want to know. How do I know that God is speaking to me? You know, he used to talk to my grandmama, big mama, my mama, all of them, but how do I know? You know, we hear people talking about, well, God said this to me. So this lesson, the objective of this lesson, that everybody would get on this ride with us at the end of this series, they will be able to explain to somebody else how that they know when God is speaking to them. Amen. Open us up in a word of prayer.
Lord God, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We honor and we praise and we magnify your name. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are the sovereign God, the all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present God, and we bless your name today. We thank you for this broadcast, God, that your will be done and your name will be glorified, Lord God, and that you will get the glory for the things that you've blessed us to understand and to know about you and your word and your way, Lord God. We thank you for the man of God, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the anointing and power and ministry that's flowing through him. And we thank you, Lord God, that you don't take it lightly. And God, bless us to honor you as we lift your name and as we articulate the things and the kingdom observations that you've blessed us to know. We thank you for the supernatural ability to know, to speak, and to act. We thank you, Lord God, that your word won't go out and return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you sent it out to do and perform that which you sent it out to perform. We thank you, Lord, in advance for the renewal, the restoration, the revival that's going to take place because of your word. We thank you, Lord God, for a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay nor refute. And we thank you for the word falling on good ground, producing in our lives 130, 60, and 100-fold. And we thank you, Lord, for no hindrance keeping us from hearing what you're saying to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's turn our Bibles, if you will, to St. John chapter 10, verse 27. St. John chapter 10, verse 27. And we're talking about, from the series topic, developing kingdom ears. And the subtopic asks the question is, how do I know that God is speaking to me? And that's our objective, to share with the believers and the non-believers so that they will know when God is speaking to them. Amen. And as I stated, we're going to take a look at a young man by the name of Samuel, and we're going to be reading from 1 Samuel chapter 3. After we finish with John 10, 27, we'll go to 1 Samuel chapter 3, and we're going to start with verse 1. Amen?
Amen.
And St. John chapter 10, verse 27 reads, "My sheep hear my" what?
"Voice.
And I know them, and they will" what?
"Follow me."
Amen. Listen, he said, "My sheep hear my" — what do you mean by "my sheep hear my voice"?
Those that are his sheep. We know back in biblical times how the shepherd, because he was so intimately involved with his sheep, he knew them. And even when they put him in the sheep gate overnight and the shepherds watched them, the shepherd would call out and those sheep that belonged to him would follow him by his voice.
I mean, you make me think about get happy. I think about Psalms 23. "The Lord is
my
shepherd. I shall not want." So that means that my shepherd going to take care of me. So it's imperative. It's very important. It's of a necessity that I know the voice.
Amen.
Amen. Of the shepherd. Amen. Just like a natural father or a natural mother, our children know our voice. Not only do they know our voice, but you alluded to this early, they know our ways.
Amen.
Keturah, before you got home today, she began to clean up the kitchen and begin to sweep. She said, "Because I know mama gonna check this." And it blessed me when she said that, because it took me in the spirit of the word of God. And that's what happened when we get in the word of God. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is 2 Timothy 2 and 15 that says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, which is my Father." So if you don't, I'll parenthetically put that in if you allow me to. "I studied to show myself approved unto my Father."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because I want to know my Father's way of doing things. And when your ways please the Lord, He'll make even your enemies to be at peace with you. Amen. Daniel chapter 11, 32, the B part says what, woman of God?
They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
Amen. So God ought to be able to speak to us, and we're going to look at several different ways that God speak to us. That's part of this lesson, but it just get me excited that for God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So if you will, when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, one of our kingdom amenities, I like to call them kingdom amenities, amen, it makes a way for me to reference that it's something for me. One of the kingdom amenities that God gave me, and He give born again believers, if you will, is a kingdom hearing aid. Come on now, which is the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Amen. A paracletus, He's a hearing aid.
Amen.
Not only do He, because if you just buy a natural hearing aid, it'll just record or receive the vibrations. Mm-hmm. Of what's being said. But a hearing aid that man make don't teach you.
Amen. And don't show you things that shall come to pass, and don't teach you stuff you don't know, and don't remind you and convict you when you're wrong.
Let's go to John. Let's just jump over there right quick. John chapter 16. Amen. We want to take a look at our hearing aid, which is we're talking about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Amen. But that just, we so close to that. Amen. John chapter 16. Amen. Verse 13. Amen. I know he said, my sheep hear my voice. And then in John 10:10. Before I read that, I'm going to back up to John 10:10. Amen. Where he talks about the thief coming not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
So we know that the Spirit of the living God, amen, saved us. Amen. He sent Jesus to do that. And we're talking about the hearing aid. I want to stay on point with that, because that's where the Holy Ghost is taking us. And that's not a belittling thing, but a hearing aid, a kingdom hearing aid, amen, not only receives the vibration, because that's what sound is, as I said, He's also a teacher. He will teach you the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. He tells us in Joshua 1:8 that if we would dare meditate in the word of God day and night, that we will make our way prosperous and have good success. So we don't have to be worried when we begin to read the word. Matter of fact, he said, if we read the word, there's a blessing in just reading the word.
Amen.
So I don't have to get discouraged because I don't understand all the D's, D's, and the D's. If I keep meditating in it, amen, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, my Helper, the Paracletus, where we get paramedic from, He alongside me, and He's going to enable me, He's going to be my aid when I'm studying the Word of God.
Amen, connect the dots.
Amen, thank you. Psalms 119:11 said, Thy word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. So as I begin to put more word in me, and then my communication with the Father increases.
Amen. And that's the thing. We receive Jesus. We have that potential, just like John chapter 12 and 13 says, but as many as receive, I'm sorry, John chapter 1, verses 12 through 13, but as many as received Him gave them power to become sons of God. It's not something... Getting to know God is not something that is passive. It's something that is in us, but we got to work it out.
So it's intentional.
It's intentional.
Amen. We have to be intentional. Amen. That comes along with making sacrifices to get up and pray and to study, mm-hmm. and to go to Bible study And you know, we just all around 1 Samuel, I'm looking forward to us getting there and looking at Samuel, how he his kingdom ears were developed. Amen. He had Eli, which was his teacher, if you will.
Amen.
Amen. Which discipled him. And we all need somebody to disciple us. I don't care what level you on. Amen. There's somebody that can teach you more about your father.
Amen.
Amen. And they that do know that God, as you said, shall be strong and do exploits, meaning do deeds. As we increase our ability to not only hear, but articulate, mean to understand exactly what the Father is saying for such a time as this.
And explain it to other people.
Amen. And so what happened then, we tap into what one of the tribes of Israel was the tribe of Issachar. They had the understanding of times to know what Israel ought to do. Now, Isaiah 11, if you read that verse, you know, 1 and 2, it talks about God gives us the spirit of counsel and the spirit of might, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding. All of that come by way of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll know, you know, he's a wonderful counselor. Amen. And he becomes on the inside. As you said, once we're born again, our aid comes on the inside of us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Read verse 13, if you will. St. John chapter 16, verse 13.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
Hold on a minute. So, number one, he guides us.
Amen.
Amen. He will guide you into what?
All
truth. Now, the Word of God is the truth. It's an absolute truth. Amen. In other words, you don't have to be hesitant about believing it. You don't have to be hesitant about acting on it. Because, you know, we hesitant when we're not sure if what we was told was truth is the truth. If the truth be told.
Amen.
Amen. And oftentimes, we have been misinformed by people that, to their best understanding, they was telling us the truth. Amen. But if the root of that truth is not centered in the Word of God, there's going to be some folly and there's going to be some error. Amen. So, howbeit, the Spirit of truth, when he has come, when you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's our guide. Amen. So, it's by way of prayer that we pray the Word of God back to God. Once we learn his ways, he said, according to his word, he heareth us. So when we pray what's in his word back to him and put him in remembrance of what he said, we're 100% guaranteed that he heard us.
Amen.
And we know that we have our petition.
Amen.
Amen. That petition meaning that thing which we sign with our prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, Lord, I don't like this situation. I would like to change it to that situation. Because that's what we use petitions for, right? It's the when we want to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we as believers want to make a change, prayer is our weapon of choice to pray. Because we understand, according to Ephesians 6, that man does not, what?
We don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
Yes.
But against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. And yes, it's not a physical battle, it's a spiritual battle.
Amen. So what we have to ask ourselves as believers when we're doing something, who leading you? Because he said he will guide us into what?
All truth.
Okay, read on.
He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Amen. So, upcoming attractions, events. Amen. So, born again believers have no business going to the palm readers.
Amen.
Amen. Trying to get them to guide them in the truth. Astrology,
horoscope.
Christians, born again believers, have no business soliciting that because that is of the devil.
Amen.
That is satanic, And that's us getting out of the will of God when we partake into that.
And opening the door for the enemy to legally come and cause problems.
Amen. Because Ephesians 4:27 says, give no place to the devil.
Amen.
Now, I quoted that years before I began to get revelation. So now if I take that, you know, I understand that if I'm following the horoscope, I'm giving place to the devil.
Yes.
If I'm doing tarot cards, I'm giving place to the devil. If I'm going to the palm reader, what I'm doing, woman of God?
Place to the devil.
Amen. Because see, now I'm developing kingdom ears right now by knowing that I shouldn't be going to see no palm reader. I shouldn't be reading no horoscope. Horror. Root word, horror. Amen. It's you reading something trying to predict your future. The word of God is the only predictor of your future that you need.
Amen. When you want to.
Amen. Meditate it, because he going to lead you into all truth, not dear Abby. Dear Abby ain't going to lead you in the green pastures. The Lord is. The question is, dear woman of God, who's our shepherd?
Uh-huh.
Amen. Because the Lord is my shepherd. And then he goes on to say, okay, if I'm your shepherd, what are you going to do? I'm going to lead you. And that's what the Holy Ghost does, our hearing aid on our paracletus, on our kingdom, exercising our kingdom ability rights, that we got the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And not only do he teach us, show us things, guide us, he also pray for us.
Amen. But we got to give him something to work with. We got to get in the word and spend time with God and get to know what thus says the Lord in God's will and way.
Amen. Amen. So just straight off the cuff right now, straight at they say off the hip, how do I know? Help me, woman of God. I'm a brand new convert. I'm just coming to Jesus. And I'm coming up to you because you are elder and I done heard you pray and you done talk the word of God many times before. And so I'm going to come to you like Nick at night. You remember Nicodemus came to Jesus by night because he was ashamed of his inability to tap into the power of the Father. Amen. That'll take me somewhere. But I'm asking you, how do I know? Amen. Because I believe one of our listeners said, y'all talked about it at the beginning. So I want to hit on it a little bit before we go further. How do I know that God is speaking to me?
Well, you've got to get a relationship with him to know his voice, first and foremost. Just because you're a believer doesn't mean, again, that it instantly is something that you just know because you're born again. But again, you got to give the Holy Ghost something to work with so he can lead you and guide you into all truth, letting you know who God is and God's ways. And as we get in the word, God, the Holy Ghost can connect the dots and cause us to say, oh, this is what, in this application, because the application changes, in this application, oh, this is what that means when it says, draw nigh unto God and he'll draw nigh unto me. Oh, getting up early in the morning, having a set time of prayer and quiet time so I can begin to read the word of God and listen to the word of God and pray to God, and then he'll start speaking to me. And then at first I might not be sure, because just like as I was explaining earlier, when a man and woman are getting to know each other in a relationship, they ask a lot of questions because
yes.
they don't know. So they're yes. like, what's your favorite color? What is this? What is this about you? God, how do I know what your will is? So we read the word. We study the word of God. We go to Bible study in church. And we get the word in so we can get it straight and walk it out. Not only walk it out, but when the Holy Ghost tells us something, we know that God is not going to go contrary to his word. So we know that way too, by first and foremost, getting to know his voice, spending time. Just like, I can always say this as a mother, when we have babies, we spend time with those babies, and there can be a room full of kids, but if we hear our baby cry, we know that's our babies because of the time we spent with them. And even the baby, when they go to daycare and they hear our voice greeting the people at the front of the building and they in the back, they know that's their mama or daddy coming in because we've spent some time together and we have learned each other's ways. We don't know when that connection happened or how it did what it did, just like the kingdom of heaven. It comes and you don't know how, just like we don't know how the bones grow in the womb. We don't know everything, like saying specifically, this is when you start knowing, hearing from God. It's a process, and it's something that we began to realize as we go on. Just like in our prayer life, we start praying about something that might be an issue, and I hope I'm staying on
something. Yeah, go ahead.
We're praying about something, and then we keep praying and trusting God and moving on, and before we realize that thing we prayed about already came to pass, and we're like, ooh, when did that happen? I can't pinpoint the date, but I know I'm free from that. Yes. I know I've been delivered from that. I know I don't have that pain in my body no more. Yes. I can't tell you when it happened, but I know it's come from me consistently spending that time with God, getting the thing that I needed to get, and growing in God that caused me to learn His voice and to hear Him and know when He's talking to me, and then be able to articulate it. So it's not something that you got to say, this is that, because sometimes you're not able to say when I learn specifically to hear the voice of God. It's a process, and it's something that you not happenstance, but just walk into over time as you continue to spend time with God and read His word and learn His ways and learn His will. So if a young believer comes to me, they can hear my experience, but until they learn to get to know God for himself, that's just like we hear Big Mom and them tell us about what God did for them and how God worked and how He a healer. But until we spend that time and experience it ourselves, we can know His acts, but we don't know His ways.
Yes, excellent. Excellent. Excellent point, woman of God. You know, you made me think back to when I was in the military, and I was a military policeman. And we were doing bag searches because there was a high alert for explosives. Mm-hmm. And we were actually inside of a hospital. I just keep being around those hospitals, don't I? And so what we do is we establish a password. We an alert word or a panic word, however you want to. You and I even have done the same thing from our train to let you know that something's wrong without letting the other people know. So we would come up with like, okay, the password is, hey, did you enjoy the bananas you ate for lunch? Well, we know we didn't have bananas for lunch, but I'm letting them know that I see something inside the bag that we need to apprehend this individual instead of just giving it away. Hey, he got some and everybody panic and a lot of people get hurt. You want to have a way of communicating what's going on without other people knowing. He prepares the table before me. What? In the presence of my enemies. That good right there. Mm-hmm. So we would say like, okay, did you enjoy those bananas? Then we knew to apprehend this person. And then we would go deeper into the bag because I would act like I didn't see it and talk about the bananas to get them off guard so we could get them, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing when with a husband and wife or with the mother and the son, you establish a code word. So, because see, this is the thing that I want to say. When we talking about learning how to know when God's speaking to you, we're not talking about a certain pitch. We're not talking about a certain sound. What we're talking about is because of time spent.
Yes.
Recorded events.
Mm-hmm.
There are things you and I could laugh about that we did 10 years ago that if we bring it up and laugh, it could be 10 other people in the room. They don't know to laugh because they didn't share that experience with us.
Mm-hmm.
So as we have experiences with God and God bring those experiences to your remember, you know that remembers that God is speaking to you.
Amen.
When you pray in secret to God, amen, you know that like if you pray for God to open a door for you and then somebody come up that you never met before. They come up saying something like, you know, I've been having this dream about open doors. Well, you're going to get happy because that's what God been telling you. He's getting ready to what? Open some doors for you.
Amen.
So because of that time spent, amen, that trust factor is introduced. See, our mom, I'm quite sure, didn't your mom teach you not to trust strangers?
Amen.
So when we first come to God, he's a stranger to
right.
us.
We don't know him, so we got to get to know
yeah,
him.
Yeah, so we got that pastor up there preaching and teaching and saying, trust somebody I can't even see.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you, brother pastor, sister, elder, to teach me how to trust somebody I can't see.
Yes,
amen.
Good.
Hey, God, good.
That's good.
So Proverbs 3, verses 5, 6, and 7 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Mm-hmm. And lean not into
your own understanding. In all your ways, what?
Acknowledge him.
And he will what?
Shall direct the path. It's guaranteed.
Yeah, that a guidance is again. Mm-hmm. That a Holy Spirit is. So he's saying, look, as you spend time with me, he said, I know you don't want to get up and pray, but get up and pray anyway. Because you're getting to know me. I know you don't feel like going in traffic and going to Bible study or logging in to Facebook or speaker.com or Spotify or Google or which is Spotify. Amen. I know you don't feel like, but go ahead and log in because the Father wants to talk to you.
Amen.
Amen. He wants you to get to know him because he already know you according to the word.
Amen. And we can't get more of him until we die and get less of ourselves.
Amen.
Die to ourselves.
Yeah. In other words, die to yourself meaning that make you surrender sense. Your will
yes.
to his will. I know I want to sleep. I know I don't want to go. I know I don't want to log in. I know I don't want to pay. Now, get your Bible out and get ready because you're getting ready to get to know the Father. You're getting ready to learn his ways
amen.
Instead of just his acts.
Yes.
Amen. So we record events that we have like we do with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be laughing about something.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you think about people that hang together, you know, people that hang together because of the time they spend together
mm-hmm.
and they had certain fun times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it could be three of them, but five other people,
mm-hmm.
but the three people got that in common. So anytime they say what we call, say a certain buzzword, your other two buddies going to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And people going to say, oh, they pretty cool. They must hang out all the
yeah,
time.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah, because they, now what it is, it's what a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. So what a fellowship, what a joy divine. So we understand a fellowship when we out with the fellas, but it's a fellowship when we're spending time with God.
Amen.
When we come to Bible study, to listen to a podcast, it's not so much we come to listen to the vessels, but we come in to listen to the one who's speaking through the vessels to us because, see, when I go to preaching and teaching, when I log in, it's about my relationship. It can be 5,000 other people in the sanctuary, 10,000. My relationship is personal. God came there to talk to me because me and him cool.
Amen. I came specifically to hear from the Lord, no matter who he needs
yeah.
to do it.
So it doesn't matter how many people in the room, when I go in there, I know he know my name.
Amen.
I'm hoping he know your name. Now, I love you, but it's about me when I go into the worship. It's about me hearing what the Father, because see, I know what I've been praying in secret.
Amen.
And he said, what you pray in secret, he going to bless openly. Go ahead, woman of God.
Amen. And just like Job said, I have seen that, the word, more than my necessary food. I got to have it.
Yeah.
Amen. It's needful. It's necessary. And the word of God tells us that delight ourselves in the Lord, and he'll give us the desire of our heart. And when you hear delight, you know, it's a good thing. But delight is the process of doing what God say do, going where he say go, living like he say live. That's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
That's dying to self, being open to God, and he'll give you the desires of your heart, not only what you've been praying about, but he'll give you he'll enlarge your coast and give you greater desires and things of that you want to have in your life, things you never even thought, but he'll put it in your heart to want it.
Yeah, I think it's Psalm 37:4 say, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But the key in that relationship, just like our relationship,
mm-hmm.
is trust.
Uh-huh.
See, I found out that all relationships are based on trust.
Mm-hmm.
And if trust, if you don't have a strong foundation of trust, anything you try to build gonna crumble.
Amen.
Because your foundational trust has to be able to support what you're building.
They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Why? Because your foundational trust is not there.
Yes. And the Bible said over in Matthew, it says that when the rains came down and the wind blew, because
it wasn't built on the rock, it was built on the sand.
Yeah, it was built on sand. It didn't have a sure foundation. When it built on the rock, the word of God, it's not going to sink. So when the storms come back, you still going to be able to stand because of the one you're trusting.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's not something that comes because you doing something out of habit. It's got to be a relationship, and it's got to be personal that you do these things, because when you do stuff called somebody else do it and you don't understand why you're doing it, or you don't have a desire to get to know the person you're doing it for, then when trouble comes, you throw that to the side because it don't mean nothing to you.
Yes.
But when it means something to you, you're going to hang in there because you know as he's done it before, he'll do it again.
Yeah.
He'll come through again regardless of circumstances, situation. No, I didn't want to go through that. No, I didn't want to lose that. But I trust God. And I believe to see the blessing of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. And I can wait on him because he's never failed me. I can depend on him because my foundation of trust is there.
Amen. You know, it makes me think about a couple of things. One, I'm going to say that when the Lord said it, it really broke my heart. Amen. You know, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. I'm like, amen. Yes, Lord. I believe that. And he went on to say, he said, me and my Father is one, and our word is one.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't return to you void. And I'm like, yes, Lord. I was happy, right? He said, are you and your word one?
Mm.
Mm. In other words, am I trustworthy?
Yes. Do you do what you say you're going to do?
Amen. So it changed. That's dealing with me again right now. And it caused me to begin to walk in integrity.
Amen.
Because it's going to take it. You're going to have to walk in integrity to clearly hear and articulate the voice of God.
Amen.
Because if I give place to the enemy, then he going to be putting some words in there, mixing in what God say. And I'm going to be like that cartoon. No cartoons be, you know, you have an angel on one side. I'm going to say the right side because that's the right hand of the Father. And the left side, the little devil. And then both of them be talking. Amen. But if you're spending time with God and you're walking in integrity, amen, you're going to be able to discern the will of God. So I can remember when I didn't have an automobile and I was riding with a coworker. Well, this coworker was one that was late all the time anyway. So now I had nobody to ask that come by my way for a ride but him. Well, when I asked him, could I ride with him? He said yes, but I still didn't get much peace.
Right, because you already knew his way.
Yes. Amen. I already knew, you know, if you're not trustworthy to the company, I'm not going to be able to trust you because they're paying you by the hour. I'm going to give you some on gas. So I already know, you know, I'm not going to get no priority. Because you already have your priorities out, and I'm just trying to get a ride so I can keep my job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I would lay down at night, and oftentimes I will toss and turn, because we're talking about relationships, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about trust.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to trust God. Amen. So, because I knew if he showed up, we were going to be late.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I was going to be out of a job anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But if you got somebody that when they tell you something, you good. You don't have to worry about it, so you can be at peace. And that's what happens when we learn, one, how God speak to us, but when he does, it gives you peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
Because you know his ways and he can't lie.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So the thing is getting to know God. Amen. They that know their God, and I'm going to say this, they that know the voice of their God, if you allow me to parenthetically, as the preacher said, put that in there. They that know the voice of their God, mm-hmm. they that can hear and understand the voice and the will of their God shall be strong and be able to accomplish all things. The Bible said, I can do all things through Christ who what? Christ who strengthens me. So now we talking about trust, right? Now the Bible tells us that faith cometh how, woman of God?
By hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen. So now we're talking about trust, right? So now I'm finding out that if I put myself in a position to hear his word, my faith is going to grow. And when my faith going to grow, simultaneously what?
My trust grows.
My trust grows. So there it is. This hope in me.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to get where in a church and be planted. Amen. Number one, we need to go to Bible study. If you got Sunday school, go to Sunday school. Go to church service. Amen. If there's a weekly Bible study at your church, or you can log in on one of these awesome podcasts that we got out there now, and get the word of God in, because what's going to happen, your faith going to grow.
Amen.
And it happens supernaturally.
Yes.
Because Paul said, I have planted, Apollos have watered, but God give it the increase.
Amen.
So as you study and meditate in the word of God, God give you faith injections.
Amen.
Amen. That's good right
Amen.
There. He give you faith injections that enable you to trust him at his word. Because that's what relationships are all about. You want to know, can I trust you before I give you my heart? Before I say I do, you at least got to act like you're going to be trustworthy.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Amen. And getting nourishment and eating from the word of God makes me think about a baby just in general. And the word always gives this comparison about how a babe starts out with milk. All that baby doing is eating, sleeping, using the restroom, getting bathed and crying. That's it. That's
yes.
all he's doing. But they are constantly growing as they sleep. They go from 8 pounds to 12 pounds to 24 pounds. And not only are they increasing in stature, but they're increasing in their wisdom and knowledge. They're understanding things and know when you say hot or no, or come here or stop or mommy and daddy. They understand those things. And then they get to the point as they grow. And you still, we understand how the body does it in the natural, but just like in the spirit, scientists can't tell you this is when the growth process starts and it will end on this date. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a process. And as we grow and mature in the word, we move from milk to meat, just like a baby in the natural move from milk to meat. And it's a scripture I want to read. It's Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24.
Go ahead.
It says, thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, said the Lord. Not only do we delight in him, but he delight in us when we understand and when we know him.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen. That leads me, I want to read John 10 verses 1 through 5. That led segue right into it.
Amen.
He said, verily, verily, St. John chapter 10, start with verse 1 and read to through 5.
Okay.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not in by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber.
Mm-hmm.
So he letting us know, you know, we learning tonight.
You must come in at the door.
Amen. We must accept Jesus Christ yes. as our Lord and Savior, because he is the door.
Yes.
He said Buddha, Muhammad, all that. He said them fake doors.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But he the only true door.
Yes.
Amen. He said, but verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the what?
Sheep.
To him the porter opened, and the sheep what?
Hear
his voice. See, that again, he talking about hearing and knowing his voice. Amen. And he calleth his own sheep what?
By name.
So he know us, and we're going to look at that with Samuel. We'll be reading that next week because it's not going to happen tonight. Amen. Mm-hmm. And he leadeth them what? Out. So he guide us. The steps of a good man or what?
Ordered by the Lord.
Amen. Verse 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, what he do what?
Goeth before them.
And his sheep what?
Follow him, for they know his voice.
Amen. Again and again he said, we know his voice. Amen. So we get the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. You don't have to be worried about, am I going to know his voice? I told you, it's not a certain pitch. Not a certain hertz that you're listening for. It's a certain word. Amen. That he said, that you prayed to him, that he spoke to you, that he's going to speak back to you. Amen. And he can speak it through anybody. So we don't get caught up if it's a soprano or what's some of the other, alto.
Tenor, baritone, or bass.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about the pitch. We're talking about the content of what's being said. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 5. And a stranger, what?
Will they not follow?
But what?
But will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
I'm going to give this example. You know your mother's voice, and you've been hearing it all your life, right? So let's just say they're going to play a game to see, do you know your mama? So they let you know that they're going to put what they call, they can put on the phone to make your voice different. Some kind of
a voice changer or voice muffler.
Yeah, a voice muffler, right? So let's just say they got five women there that's going to say something in the phone with the voice muffler that disguised the voice. It might even sound like a man.
Mm-hmm.
But they let you know it's going to be five women. And we want to see, do you know your mama? So now, what is it that your mama could do to let you know it's her? From them other four women.
So many things.
Amen.
So many things she can say. Just even different things. Not only words, but songs. Or just one word she could say that would help me know because of our relationship.
Yeah. She could talk about, she could call you by your nickname when you was little.
Mm-hmm.
About something that y'all laugh about that you did as a kid all the time. Those other four ladies couldn't do that.
Because they don't know me.
Yes. Are you hearing what we're getting at? So it had nothing to do with the sound.
Yes.
But it was the content of the sound.
That's good.
Are you hearing me?
Amen. And it makes me think about Hannah in First Samuel chapter 1 where
yes.
She praying on the steps, but ain't no words coming out. She just moved her lips and Eli thinks she drunk.
Yes.
But what I love about this scripture is that the man of God tell her, stop, what you doing drinking this early? She was like, I ain't drunk. I ain't a daughter of Belial. I'm not drunk. But he don't know what she said. But God used him to say, whatever it is you praying about, God said it's going to be all right.
Amen.
She took that word in faith from this man whose lights was, his eyes was already dim.
Yes.
It don't matter. The office was still there. The office of a priest.
Yeah.
He used him to encourage her. Even though Eli didn't know what she said, God knew what she said.
Yes.
And God used who was there to articulate to her, thus said the Lord, you're going to get what you're praying for.
Amen.
She went in faith. She ain't know nothing about what Eli's life was about. She believed the word that God's used and spoke through the man of God. And she went and ate and everything, and God did just what he said.
Amen.
I love that. I love that.
So, again, it's the relationship.
Yes.
It was the content of what was said. Amen. That's blessing me.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with the content of what was said. You would know your mom easily.
Amen.
When she said two or three things, you can say, contest over. That's my mama.
Amen.
Amen. And we got to be able to do the same thing by God. No, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. That's my father right there.
Amen.
I'm his sheep. I know his voice. And he called me by name because of the time that I've been spending with him. Amen. The doors that he brought me through before. He can just remind me of a door that he brought me through. And I know that was him. When he made a way out of no way. Amen. When he was a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Amen. I know that the story about Mary was true because I experience like miracles, the Amen. Working of miracles. Amen.
Amen. And it doesn't matter who God uses to get the word to you. You just need to be listening out
yeah.
for the word.
It could be through a TV show. It could be through a cover you read on a book.
A commercial.
A commercial. I done heard God speak through so many commercials before. Amen. God got so many ways. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's all power. He's omniscient. I mean, he's everywhere and all knowing at one time, baby. And God said, it ain't no. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Because we belong to him.
That's good.
Amen. And he said, if there's an in, there's an out.
Yes.
Amen. He said, no temptation. This is what he said. No temptation, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation have taken you but that such which is common to man. But God is faithful that with every temptation he may well have escaped. So I don't care how deep that hole that you in or I could get in. God said, if I allow a way for you to be trapped in there, he said, a exodus, a fire escape.
It's gonna be
Amen. God said, I don't allow the devil to build a trap without a fire escape. Mm. So it's always a way out.
Amen.
He said, whosoever call on the name of the Lord
shall be saved.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to pick back up next week on developing kingdom ears. And our subtopic this week was, how do I know that God is speaking to me? And we said the way that we know is not by pitch, but by the content of the word that was spoken. And when we were born again, the Holy Spirit came on the inside of us, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. But according to John chapter 16, verse 13, he teaches us things. He brings things to our memory. He's our God. He's our kingdom amenity. He's our kingdom hearing aid. Aid and assist us to hear and articulate, understand the will of God. Amen.
From knowing God and spending time with
Amen.
Him.
Amen. And he gives us counsel and might and all those good things. Amen. And as we like to always end our broadcast, we thank you for joining us. We ask that you tune back in next Friday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we continue to teach on developing kingdom ears. As we go further into understanding, how do I know that God is speaking to me?
Amen.
And our closing declaration, you go with God and he'll go with you. God bless you.